Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbit T, the audio daily dose of DAF, the show where we talk DAF lesson a day in a few minutes. Your way, we are talking Erevin 14, talking about the Se'ah measurement. Rav Chiya taught the following brisa: the pool that Solomon made could hold 150 mikvaos of purity. The Gemara analyzes. Now let us see, a mikvah is how large? What is the minimum amount of water that it must contain? 40 say, and it was taught in a brisa. The verse states, and he shall wash his body with the mikvah waters. In the water, this means in gathered waters. The words, his entire body, teach that he must immerse in a volume of water sufficient for his whole body to enter at one time. How much water is this? The volume of an amma by an amma, by the height of 3 amos, 3 cubic amos of water. And according to the sages, they measure the water of a mikvah to be at least 40 sa'ah. To me, this idea of talking about the mikvah brings to mind how we immerse ourselves in sanctity and purity, and how we get ourselves involved and get ourselves enmeshed in matters of purity. Of course, obviously, besides for the family purity, the Tahara Mishpacha laws, where it's a whole renewal process and the purity is brought back into the relationship of the man and the woman. The idea for ourselves is that the Torah is compared to water. Torah is Mayim. Mayim, the water of life, the water of Torah, the water of being involved in our endeavors, in our lives of our 120 years, God willing. And we should remember to make sure that we enmesh ourselves and entrench ourselves and totally immerse ourselves in the waters of Torah, the waters of the real life, the Ruach HaChaim that comes from the Torah itself. Our whole day should be involved in Torah. All our actions, all our mitzvahs, and all our chesed in our life should be Torah-oriented, and our mindset should be fully Torah-oriented. So besides just immersing yourself in the mikvah, for men, whenever they do it, especially Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, if you have the minhagim, and for women, especially involved in the idea of the relationship throughout the months, but for all of ourselves, we should make sure to enmesh ourselves and to immerse ourselves in the waters of Torah throughout our days, not just for a little bit every day, but fully every day throughout our days as much as possible, giving us the guidance of the guidebook of the Torah with mitzvos and chesed, allowing ourselves to be fully immersified in the waters of the Torah to make sure that we live a fully Torah lifestyle as much as possible in all our aspects. Join us next month as we talk Erevin 15 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.